Florida expects to be added to a multi-state federal lawsuit against BP over damages from the Deepwater Horizon disaster after spending nearly 3 years unsuccessfully trying to resolve the matter on its own. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The litigation was filed Wednesday in Panama City by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The idea is to join the existing federal lawsuit now on trial in New Orleans. After Thursday's cabinet meeting, Governor Rick Scott was asked about the timing of entering the case.
It's the right time to hold BP accountable for environmental harm to our state, and so that's why we joined in the lawsuit.
Florida's lawsuit names the firms Anadarko, Transocean, and Triton Asset Leasing as defendants. It's separate from a suit filed by the state last April against BP and contractor Halliburton. That action seeks about $5.5 billion in lost revenues related to the oil spill. In April 2011, the state rejected a chance to join the original federal lawsuit. At the time, Scott, visiting Pensacola Beach, said he wanted to make sure Florida was treated fairly in the reimbursement from BP.
To make sure that we hold BP accountable, and the best thing from my standpoint is not end up in litigation, because litigation costs money. Litigation is extremely expensive. You don't know what the result's going to be.
Officials with the Attorney General's office also said at that time that a settlement could be reached without litigation as early as the summer of 2011, unless the oil company refused to cooperate. Scott said if no agreement were reached, a claim would be filed through the Oil Pollution Act rather than joining the lawsuit.
To make sure that we hold BP accountable, and the best thing from my standpoint is not end up in litigation, because litigation costs money. Litigation is extremely expensive. You don't know what the result's going to be.
That did not sit well with many Floridians, including a small group of protesters outside the beachside hotel where the governor spoke. Among them was Stephen Poland of Pace.
He's declined to bring them in. Well, I think that's very cowardly of him. We've been really badly affected. Pensacola's been really hard hit. Tourism, fishing, all that is part of our livelihood. And if he's not bringing us into the lawsuit, you know, he's just really wrecking his own state is what I feel like he's doing.
Well, I heard about it because was boarding a plane to come back here from Washington, and I was happy for Floridians. I think it is something that we should be doing to hold BP accountable, both for what they did to our environment and our economy.
Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson chairs the Gulf Consortium, representing 23 Florida Gulf Coast counties earmarked for millions of dollars resulting from the oil spill.
I certainly support the governor and excited that he's moved forward. Escambia County itself had already entered that suit years before and had entered its position in dealing with that to make sure that the court does hold BP to what they are responsible for and all the damages they created for us.
Attempts to reach a settlement have been unsuccessful, and discussions related to the case remain confidential. Robinson says the length of the trial has been frustrating in some ways, but expected in others.
We knew this was going to be a little bit of a longer-term process. However, it is good that we've got some time right now to go through and set the plan so that when the real money comes in, we will have a plan, and we will also have had the opportunity to do some projects through there and see what are the good and bad things of our system.
BP spokesman Jeff Morrell said the company is reviewing Florida's lawsuit and continues to evaluate potential environmental damages caused by the spill. For more information on the Natural Resource Damage Assessment Process, or NRDA, and what Florida is doing to implement early restoration projects, visit DeepwaterHorizonFlorida.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.